Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good evening. This is Kay. I know this is a Wednesday and it's something different. I'm usually on Mondays, but I appreciate you all following me wherever I go. When I open up my show, I would like to let people know we on this show we learn to agree to disagree with one another. We don't do the arguing or making the next person feel bad about themselves or, you know, whatever. We're just going to keep it positive, put it like that. So I hope everything is going well for everyone. Today I have, something that's very important. I have some dear friends that have, you know, we've sit and talk and they're experiencing, you know, the depression and stuff like that. So I feel like that should be something that we work on together. And hopefully I have a solution, you know, for the ones that are going through. I know we take our medication. Some of them feel that it's nothing wrong with us and different things like that. But it's okay to get help. You know, it's better in yourself so you can, you know, be better toward others. So I just want to touch on that a little bit tonight and introduce some essential oils that would help. And, you know, give me a call if you want me to make you up some oils and some oils so you can diffuse in your diffuser while you're laying there sleeping. It's a way around it. I'm not a depressed person. I've never lived that life, but I am here. I hope I'm coming up with a good enough some answers for you for whatever you're going through. You know, hopefully this will help you. And later on in the show, I break everything down. And also, I call her the candy apple lady. She's going to come on and speak about she made me for my birthday. She made me one of those banana pudding cakes. And it was delicious. And I had some pineapple flavored popcorn and candied apple. So it was good. And it wasn't hard, you know, like real hard, because, you know, we're older now. So, but it was hard, but not hard enough to where I couldn't bite into it or what have you. But I just want to thank you all for calling in and following me, because it is Wednesday instead of a Monday. And I'm going to go ahead and play a song, and I get back with you soon as the song is over. Thank you all.
Bust up and down, said, I'll take a.
Make your back for the third leg twice, cause I make it funky like my name was Greg.
hit you off and I'm ghosts up the proper line. Two things I never do, fall in love or drop a mic, I'm Bayel. Now you know my style, I'm glad you came. I give your man a pound, then I ask you what's your name, sign an autograph. Then I step with my staff to the hotel, hope everything goes well. That's what you say, yeah, that's way on my way to my room. Crazy dick, don't sleep, I keep the boom boom. Jockin', clockin', knockin' out the box when I perform. That's why that girl is they swarm to see Bayel. Later on that night at the arena, I seen her trying to get backstage between her. Niggas I was with in the security, she didn't. Looking from a distance, I see her booty tittin'. Stagger to the barricade and bag her as I grab her. Thinking to myself, hey yo, I got to have her.
First start out with Miss Neely had an emergency, so she won't be able to call in to do her portion. But we have already talked about it, and I just wanted her to be on the show and you all could hear from her. But when I posed the question, you know, what is the truth about disciplining your kids? I spoke with her, Miss Neely, and she's a teacher. She's a school teacher. She has her own company by the name of All Things Are Possible Tutoring Services. And and I asked the question, and she's also a caseworker. So I asked the question, you know, all you hear, you know, not as often as we did. You know, I can't whoop them. They beat and call the police, or they gonna take my kids. I mean, I understand what the Bible say, and that's what I go by. But you know, these kids are running these households. These parents are acting like, you know, they're the kid and the kid is the parent. So all that fretting and scared what's going to happen and all that, that's not true. That's not true at all. What it does say is that you can't draw blood. You can't, like, break a limb, you know, have any blood showing, any whips that cut through to the meat, you know, open the meat up. But you can whoop them across their tail. You can whoop their butts. So all of that about, oh, I can't do that, I'm not going to jail, that's not true. That's not true. So parents that got the kids that are running your house, take your house back, because that's not true. And if ever in doubt, call the police station yourself. Because, you know, I'm not saying all kids, but there are some problems out here. And that is what they tell you. Well, girl, if I whoop him, then I beat him, went to jail. Girl, I ain't going to jail. But that's not what they say you could not do. That's what you took out of it. So let's just make it right. We can't expect the kids to grow up and be strong, productive people in society if they don't have no guidance, you know? That's all. They need guidance. And there is a consequence, whether good or bad, in everything you do. So let's get this under control, because these kids are getting out here, they're getting killed, police killing them, and they feel like they can, and all this old type of mess. It starts at home. Let's change in the game. Now you know for sure that is not the truth, that is not the law. Now I can understand if you're drawing blood and busting their mouth open, the eye hanging out, they arm and leg broke. Yeah, you already know that was just too excessive. Yeah, you should have known that it was. But whipping them across their tail, there's nothing wrong with that. Because if you don't do it, once those people get them downtown, they're going to do whatever they want to do to them and send them back home to you to take care of. But they're going to tell you what you can't do. That don't even make sense. So that's not true. You can't spank your children. So that's just quit all of that. And if ever in doubt, call the police station yourself. Get it straight from the horse's mouth. So Miss Neela is a social worker, so she will be back on my show next week. But I'm just sharing to you our conversation that she and I had. And we're also going to have, I call her the candy apple lady. She's going to call in, and like I stated before I got out, before I played the first song, she made me a banana pudding cake, and it was love. Ooh, it was delicious. Yes, it was. So anyway, I just want her to come on and tell you all a little bit about her business. And again, Miss Neela will not be on the line today. She had an emergency. So we're going to go on with the topic at hand. What I feel like is we need help on knowing what we can do. We're going to talk about, depression, anxiety, mood disorders, and stress. You know, we're going to talk about that, and hopefully the information I'm giving you, you know, even if it's not you, even if you know somebody, you know, maybe you can help them. I do oils for, they're called essential oils, and that's what I do. I make those oils up for people with, you know, high blood pressure, if you have allergies, sinus problems, all of this. My thing is, and people that know that I have my wellness clinic, excuse me, and what I do is my main goal is to keep us from swallowing pills. I'm not playing the doctor. You quite naturally ask the doctor, but these are all organic oils, so it wouldn't hurt or interfere with anything that you're taking, but it would help you, you know. Some people take a pill to get up. Some people take a pill to go to sleep. You know, I myself feel like if we weren't taking pills, when we swallow those pills hold on to our intestines and stuff like that. And I think that's why we have sugar diabetes and high blood pressure and different things like that, because if we don't detoxify our bodies, stuff just set, and you know, and it's set, and then it accumulates more of itself, and then it causes health problems, you know. And I myself is on a roll. I'm wanting to make a change on that. If I can help you, it's not, if you don't want to get off the pills, if the doctor say whatever, I'm not telling you get off the pills. I'm just letting you know there's other alternatives along with what you're taking. Or it might get, you might use these oils and you won't have to take as much, or you might be off of it. I've read some stuff on the blog for different people where they've used these oils and it has subsided their pains, arthritis, indigo, vertigo, immune system building, nervous system, you know, anything that'll keep you from swallowing a pill. You know, you can diffuse this into the air and you don't have to swallow nothing. You can rub it on your skin. You could even rub it in your hand and just take a whiff of it, and you know, it helps. And that's where we're trying to go. Our ancestors didn't have pills and stuff like that, and then, you know, when you take the pills, you know, they're a side effect, you know, so you taking a pill for one thing, and next thing you know, it's two more other things happening with you now because you took that one pill. So all I'm trying to do is give out as much information as I can. And this is Miss K. I do make up the oils. So if you're interested in trying the product, please give me a call at 817-566-4555. Again, 817-566-4555. Also, everyone should know that I also sell Legal Shield. Legal Shield is having a retainer, a lawyer on retainer for 24 hours a day. We have children that's going off to college or moving to another state, and we just want to make sure our kids are covered. So, I mean, I could write you a family plan. The first month is $30 because it's a $10 application fee. After then, it's $20 a month. If you are a trucking company or if you are a truck driver, I can cover you all, too. I can cover your CDLs because, I've seen different things that happen. So if you need that done, if you have a small business, Ms. K can help cover that also. So just give me a call at 817-566-4555. So if you're looking to have fingerprinting done, you're finna get ready to do a hiring at your establishment. I do fingerprinting, background check. I do drug and alcohol testing. I do DNA testing. So if you're looking for a five-minute test, you know in 5 minutes you won't have to send it out to a lab, not unless that's what you want to do. We can get that done. I also do hair follicles and everything. So if you need any of that done, even if it's on a personal level or even if it's with a business, just get in touch with Kay at 817-566-4555, so we can all work together to make this a better place for everybody. You know, let's help the children. We can't be with our kids 24 hours, and that's what I had to look at. Mine are grown, but still, you know, I need to make sure because all this stuff is going on out here with the police brutality and killing, you know, and all that. We need to be covered, you know. So that's what I want to say about, you know, as far as my business and stuff go. And I want to go ahead on and start speaking about the depression and, you know, different things like that. Last weekend before last, you know, I've had different people come to me and speak with me and want to talk to, you know, want to know what to do about XYZ, their kids, family member or what have you, or themselves. So, you know, that's what made me do a little show about it because, you know, depression is real. You know, mental health is real. So I'm just going to go ahead and tell a little bit about, you know, what I found out and different things that we can do with this, with the essential oils. So I'm going to give you a little information. It says here that you may be surprised that 4 out of 5 people will suffer from some cause of mental defect, you know, every year. Somebody, you know, is diagnosed, you know, thousands of people a year is what it's saying. So, you know, my thing is this here. You may know somebody that are experiencing it and they have a, you know, intimate relationship, meaning it's them themselves or their child or whatever, you know. It's just like mental health. It's a big mental health spectrum is what we're looking at now. What I'm doing is like the mental health part of it. It's a big spectrum. I'm looking like for the mood disorders, the anxiety, depression, and to more serious forms of mental disorders. If you have OCD, sorry, bipolar and schizophrenia. You know, those are some of the higher levels of mental health. thing I have a problem with. I researched this and looked at each and every one of the areas, anxiety, depressions, and stress is the main factor in all of it. But every last one of them are considered as a disease or illness, but stress. So that's why I want to do this show today, because if there's any doctors out there, anywhere, can call in or get in touch with me, let me know, why stress is not a disease, because it plays a major factor in all of this. It says here that stress increases your risk of stroke by 50%. 50%. And it's still not a disease. It's not considered an illness. And that's what a lot of people suffer with of today. And it is a major contribution to health problems, stress is. And that's what I'm here talking about. Now, I just want to let y'all know how important essential oils are to our health. They say if you know better, you do better. If I learn something, I want y'all to know what I learned. You can guarantee I have sampled it. You can guarantee it. I've used it on different people. I have some people calling into the show. If they can, depends on when they get out from work. That's going to let you know, because they've bought products from me and how it has helped them. And so what I'm going to do, I'm going to play a song. And we're going to come back, and I see someone coming in that I called in, and they did show up. But I can tell you what the oil has done for them. So, I'm not pulling your leg. I'm not just talking. Get in touch with Miss K. I can make you oil. I have gone as far as GERD. I got some oil for that. Gout, all of that. So let's stop swallowing these pills if we can. Now, some people just have, that's just their regimen, but we can add the essential oil, which would not counteract, because it's organic and it's oil. You can just diffuse that in the air. So it's not like you're mixing it with nothing. So I'm going to play a song, and I'm going to come right back with you, and we can finish the conversation. Thank you.
Test it, 1, 2.
Party big time. my body, 44 a hot. Telly locks, properly, probably off a Comic-Con. Working and gurping, keep the live band fucking working. And this is something to put a heart into, they drop the curtain. Skirting is working, serving tight ones. Yeah, I might run suspended license, zigzagging white ones. Shotgun is the designated, always faded. Gotta be percolated, from circulated. Hope we ain't rated. Throw it up, we're just blowing up. You can't slow it up, soak it up, play it, choke it up, and got your head in the cup. What? Mike Coop with a nothing nice group. Got a scoop from the troops who told you slurps. We coming soft. Dope like a doppy, tight like pot. Doze like King Cole, try to copy. Can't duplicate it, buy two takes. We get it straight from the gold state. We come from
Detroit,
we
now.
Okay, I'm back. We have someone on the line right now. Hold on a minute, let me go to him. 1474, here I come. Hello?
Yes, good evening, everybody. How y'all doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm well. I can't complain.
Okay. Could you give us your name and the reasoning?
Sure. My name is Michael, and I heard you guys talking about, wellness and, getting off the pills and, start relying on the pills that the doctor give you. And lately I've been taking the more natural approach, and I have been, taking some of the natural supplements that you mentioned earlier. Before taking the natural supplements, at first I was only maybe getting 4 hours of sleep a night, and then having to get up and go, to work the next day and, do a full work day. But in the middle of the day, I would be exhausted and burnt out. So, the first thing I started taking was lavender, which allowed me to, relax my body and allow my body to heal, because I suffer from arthritis as well. And I was able to get a full 8 hours of sleep. And I've been doing that, pretty regularly for maybe about a month or so now. And, things have been well. I've also started taking something for, clarity, so I can be focused to teach the children throughout the day, and so far I've been only taking that for about a week or so, but it seems to really be helping, and it causes me to, you know, be alert, and it's really working well for me. I'm really able to focus and get the rest that I need, as well as, you know, allow my body to heal and endure throughout the, you know, rigorous day for the most part. So I have nothing but positive, you know, feedback to, you know, really add to everything you've been saying. And I haven't been on my prescription pills for, like I said, almost 2, maybe 3 months now. So it just feels good to have something different that I can see truly helps me versus taking the pills and dealing with the other side effects. So I just want to speak on that and let you guys know that it does work, and it is helpful in more ways than one.
Yeah. You see, Michael was one of the gentlemen who bought some oils from me. Like he said, he has arthritis, and he wasn't getting enough sleep, so I introduced him to the lavender. And you have to be careful what type of lavender. That's why I say get with Miss Kay, and Miss Kay will, you know, help you out with what type, because just because it says lavender, it might be synthetic, you know. But I'm a distributor of Dettori, and you can look it up. It's all organic oil, and it does what it says it does. This is a young man that wasn't getting but 4 hours of sleep, if 4 hours, you know. But so, you know, that's something. It does work, and that's something that you need to know, that there is another option out here, you know. You know, you just don't have to settle for, you know, swallowing the pill, not unless that's just what you have to do and, you know, that's what it is. But you can also add essential oils to it, because you're not mixing it with anything. It's just being diffused in the air, or you can just rub it on the inside your wrist, or rub it in your hand, and, you know, and sniff it, you know, anything but throwing something down your gut, you know. So I really appreciate you calling in and letting them know, you know, what the art has done for you, and you know, and Mr. Michael, you know, he's in a wheelchair. He has cerebral palsy, so, you know, this is what he deal with. So and these oils got him where he want to be, and he's telling you about how it make him feel and what it's doing for him. So I really hope that you know, you take heed to what it is, and essential oils is okay to do. And if you need Ms. K's help, call me at 817-566-4555, and I can make the oils up for you. I am a distributor, so and you can check out everything. You know, this is a good company to deal with, and that's just what that is. So, Mr. Michael, I appreciate you calling in, and I'm going to play another song, and then I'm going to come back, and you're welcome to hold on.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hold on.
Yo, stop. Are y'all ready for the jam? I said, are y'all ready for the jam? Yo, G, kick it.
Jam. Oh, jam. Jam. Yeah.
All right, all right. We had Teddy to come do some things for us. Thank you all for holding. If you have anything, any questions, or if you want to, you have anything to say about the topic of today, push the number one and I'll come to you. Okay. Well, I guess not right now. But yes, I want to elaborate a little bit more. It's okay to ask for help. There's nothing wrong with that, and that's just what it is. There's nothing wrong with asking for help. And we were raised and stuff, and you know, I guess you be quiet or whatever. But nah, that's we need to get help where. You know, when we need help. Hello?
What's going on, Miss K? It's your boy, Lico Mack. What's happening with you?
Ain't nothing. How you doing? Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for doing your show. You know what I'm saying? I've been kind of slow boogieing around here in the funk, man, trying to work on some other things. But I'm glad you have this topic tonight. Because like I said, a lot of times we don't understand the powerful effects that, you know, that we so be so controlled by having to go over the counter, do other things
mm-hmm.
like that, you know, and when there are, I mean, you know, you think about your grandmother, you know, coming up with the lemon tea and whiskey, you know what I'm saying? I mean, lemon,
right.
honey and whiskey, you know, different
mm-hmm.
remedies that they had that they didn't really rely on, you know, pharmaceuticals, you know, to take care of things, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, and then
mm-hmm.
we all know that pharmaceuticals is a big money industry, you know what I'm saying? So they want to keep
mm-hmm.
us, you know, locked down to pills as much as possible. Now, don't get me wrong, you know, don't be stupid about it, you know, but
right.
definitely do your research, you know what I'm saying? And I can't say,
mm-hmm.
you know, that you have done your research on any of the things that you're talking about as far as, you know, your oils and, you know, as far as the DNA,
yeah.
healthy, a lot of different things. You have done a lot of your research, and I definitely take heed, and
yeah.
I definitely got to get with you to get some of those oils, too, because, man, it's been crazy. I don't know if I'm coming or going right now, but we're just trying to work it out. But I do know for those out there listening right now to the show that Miss Kay knows what she's talking about, and she's definitely been doing, you know, been doing her research. And now she does her research before she gets into anything
uh-oh.
Like that, you know. So she on it. She knows what she's talking about, y'all. So, you know, definitely take
Thank
heed to
you.
Miss Kay saying. Yeah, real talk, you know what I'm saying, so. You know, I think it's a great thing, and just keep up the great work you're doing, you know, in the community
Thanks.
And on the station and everything. So you're doing a great job. So, but it's a good thing.
Thank you. You know, I just want to make sure, you know, what I learned, I don't mind sharing it. You know, that's just how
right.
I was raised. You know, you'll never know who is going to help. It might not be you, but you might know somebody. You know,
mm-hmm.
and that's what's
right.
important. So,
that's right.
I,
yeah, you can't give it to yourself.
Yeah, and you got to come on with it. You know, let's do the right thing. And you know, especially with these oils out here, it's not like you swallowed anything. You know, and that's what I liked about it. And I myself used the clarity, the cover. You know, when I'm studying a lot or reading a whole lot, you know, I need that extra boost and to keep me going, focused, and everything else. So I even try them on myself, you know.
Well,
so,
that,
but
that's
I,
right.
I tell
that's right.
Yeah, and I'm not telling you nothing that I ain't already tried.
Is yeah, exactly.
So,
exactly. That's what I say. You definitely done your research on it, and you know, and I like to that's great, you know. And I have to like you better than me in that area. Some things we do research, you know, our research saying, and some things we just. Go for the gusto, you know what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
I definitely can't say
mm-hmm.
you do your research, and then you get in there and say, hey, I like that. You know, you say if they were prepaid legal, you do your research, say, I mean, this could help some people, you know.
Yeah.
And you go for it.
You know,
so.
And that's it.
This is an awesome thing.
But I try.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, because I try. You know, you can't keep it to yourself. But a lot of people do. They, you know, and that's just, you know, hey, but, you know, I'm not. I'm going to tell whatever I know. So
well, like I say, I don't think you're trying. I think you're doing it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, cause you got the oils,
yeah.
you got the prepaid legal. So it ain't the point about trying it. You know what I'm saying? You know, you actually getting it in. You know what I'm saying? And you got what you need to make it work. So it's just that the consumers need to understand the power of you know, what you're doing and what you're providing for the people. You know what I'm saying? So it's a great thing. So yeah, that's really the point, that we have to understand the power of essential oils and eating healthy and growing our own gardens.
That's
and,
true.
You know, make you know understanding, you know, about the pesticides that's on our food. There's a lot of different things. You know what I'm saying? So we have to really understand those type of things when we start stepping into this, you know, holistic thing, and you know, really start getting to the know of everything that we got going on. Yeah. Yeah, because once you get in that light, you know what I'm saying, ain't no turning back from that, you know what I'm saying, like they said on, what was that, Neo, you know, you want the red pill or the blue pill, you know, once you get into that knowledge, you can't turn back, you know, it's hard to turn back from that.
And you're right about that, and it's hard, you just got to be mindful, and you know what, if you know better, do better. If you don't know, then ask somebody, you know, it's okay.
Yeah, that's right. That's your right.
You just got to ask somebody.
That's real talk.
And I was,
so just keep doing your thing.
What you think about the topic of, I was, you know, talking about, you know, how people say they can't whoop their kids and, you know, if I whoop them, I'm going to jail. But I spoke with Miss Neely. She had an emergency. She couldn't be on today. She's going to be on next week. But, you know, she had already talked with me, and she told me, she said, that's not true. And she's a social worker, you know.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
She's a school teacher and a social worker. And she said, no, that's not true. She said, you can't have them bleeding. They eye busted it, you know, which is normal. You know, that's common sense to me. Don't break their arm. Don't break their leg and all that. Okay, I'll let go with, you know, that's common sense. But, so all of this about you can't whoop your kids, parents, take your household back, because that's not true. And my thing is, I don't have no little kids, so I don't worry about all that. And they got their butt whipped, whether the law didn't live in my house. So, if you know, you kid and I'm the adult, and that's just what it is, you're going to get your tail popped. And it depends on where you show out, I do too. So, let's not do it. So that's just how that was. But, and all that, you know, the women and men, they holler about, you know, what they can't do and all that, and these kids are going, they out of hand because they don't have no structure. You can't blame them babies.
Yeah, that's right.
You can't blame the kids. They supposed to be the kids.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's
so,
right.
So,
I feel the same way. Well, I mean, you know, my thing, belief is, you spread a rock, you spoil the child. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah.
You know, and that's real talk. You know, a lot of people want to be their kids' friends and, you know, and all that. And I'm saying there's nothing wrong with being your kids' friends. You know, not even friends, but, you know, where they can talk to you. You know what I'm saying? You know, you want to keep you want to keep communication open no matter what, but you're going to stay where kids need to stay at. You know what I'm saying? So you got to establish that early on in the kids' life, not when they 3 and 4 and 5. You got to start that when they born, because you know kids are not stupid by a long shot. You know what I'm saying?
Not
so if you want a whiny kid, you keep holding them. You keep doing a lot of stuff that you do. You know, if that's what you know. If you want a kid that whine all the time or whatever, you know, or whatever situation is, you gotta, you know, I mean, it's just certain things you just have to do. You know, I mean, you ain't gotta beat them all the time. They do something. That's not the point, but you know, but it's just the point of letting them know that. You know, this is I run this. You know what I'm saying? We finna have some problems. So if you got some people you want to call, you might well go on to call them, because you ain't finna run that over here. You know what I'm saying? So that's where I'm about. You might well go on to call them right now. You know, let them take care of you, because I guarantee if you disrespect me or you know this house, you know like that, you know it's gonna be some problems. You know, it's gonna be some problems. You know, and I might give a benefit of the doubt here and there. It depends on what the situation is, but talking back. Trying to be grown, it ain't no leniency on that. You know what I'm saying?
I'm with you on that.
You start, you talking back, and you can't tell me. Well, okay, all right, then you let me know something when you wake, because we ain't gonna have all that.
Right?
You know, that's No, you'll be like they did, like they with Daffy Duck. I think with Daffy Duck picking up his mouth off the ground. You know, how it is, man. You know, as parents, we do all we can. You know, I mean, we already having it hard as it is. And as parents, we definitely try to do all we can. for our kids.
Right.
And you want to act up. You know, we buying everything for you, making sure you eat, making sure the water's on, making sure the lights is on, making sure you're comfortable. You want to, you know, start smelling
mm-hmm.
yourself, you know, then that's
right.
where the problem come in, you know. I think you think you have that disrespect in them. I don't know if you, you know, a lot of them see their friends doing it or whatever, but you better stop going over their house or they're going to get you hurt.
I know that's right.
Yeah, you got to really understand, but yeah, you can't tolerate disrespect. That's something you can't tolerate, you know. So.
And I'm not going to even try it, you know. I'm not going to even try it because, you know, they're given to us as gifts, our children. And it's just like I just don't see it. You're not going to disrespect me.
Right. And I, like I said, I believe, like I said, I know y'all probably around the question, but I do believe in, you know, chastising your child. You know what I'm saying? And anybody take your case, just remind me of that lady who was whose son was out there chucking rocks at the cops, and she came out there hitting him upside the head, and all of a sudden you got child, you know. You got the people, CPS, you know, at your door, knocking at your door. Look, I seen what you were doing. Instead of going in there saying, hey, you know what, ma'am, I wish it was more parents like you that was doing this out here. We wouldn't be having these problems we having now. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know, but of course, they want to start looking at her, you know, oh, you're abusing your son. Man, are you crazy? That's what he needs. You know what I'm saying? You know,
that's what you're talking about?
So, but I mean, I'm like you. You know what I'm saying? The law don't live in a house. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you know. So, but I do believe chastise. You better spread a rod, you spoil the child. That's all it is to it.
And it shows his head every day. You can tell because you know, ain't no way I was gonna talk back to an elder. You know what I'm saying? There's no way.
Mm-hmm.
Back in my time, because my mama didn't play that. You know, you a child, you stay in a child's place.
And what did it do to you? Did it hurt you in any kind of way?
No,
it made you a better person.
It helped.
That's what it
did.
That's
right. And I thank her for that. I may have felt like she was strict, but you know what?
I
thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at certain points, you know, you feel like, oh, man, I can't do nothing. You know, like I tell my kids, man, them clubs ain't going nowhere. These boys or these girls, they ain't going nowhere. They going to be here with you. I mean, like now, they ain't going nowhere. They don't, you know, so you really got to really be, you know, understanding what's going on. And like I say, you know, it's not going up. You know, we've been there where you are. You know, I felt like the club. I mean, when I couldn't go, my grandma was tripping about me leaving. I was tripping too. You know, so it ain't like you know, it's something new. Because, like I said, you know, I used to trip too. Yeah, man, you know, but now I'm 40. In my 40s, the clubs ain't went nowhere.
Yeah.
Now, they probably have some new ones open. And they might have some old ones closed. But the same people in them, so ain't nothing going on. You know what I'm saying? So
ain't that something?
It's really not. Yeah, you really ain't missing nothing. You know what I'm saying? So you understand that as you get older. But, you know, if you're out there listening, kids, it ain't nothing going. It ain't nothing new under the sun. But at the same time, stuff ain't going nowhere, man. Ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, my thing is, me and my friends, we learn how to hang together and start partying together like that. You know, at each other's houses. You know, we got our kids.
Right.
We wasn't getting all wild with it, smoking weed, drinking out in front of the kids. We didn't do none of that. You know, and the kids went to bed. We turned the music up a little bit. You know, wasn't too loud because the baby's there. But we had to learn to improvise. You know, we didn't have the money and we didn't trust everybody keeping our kids.
Right.
So
what I hear what you saying with that is just saying that y'all, you found like-minded people and like people in situations with you where y'all could, you know, you ain't single, you know, like I said, if you married, you ain't around people that's married, you know what I'm saying? You know, find your, you know, not that everybody got to be married, but, you know, single people, find you a single person that you can hang around with where you can do, you know, single things, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody is single. You know, I mean, if that person married, he can't go out with you when you want to go out. He can't do what you want to do because he got a life at the house. You know, he got a wife, he got a, you know, kids. If that's the case, you know. But you know, it's good to find people that's equally yoked, so to speak, as if you want to say it like that with you. You know, that way, you can keep things together. You know, like say you was a young lady, had a child or two or whatever. You know, at the time you found another young lady, had a child or two at the time. Hey, come over to the house. Let's chill out. You know. And do it like that.
Right.
I come over your house this weekend. You come over my house next weekend. And, you know,
that's how we did it.
Yeah, and that's how you make things work. You know, you don't find people that's not yoked with you. You know, if you're trying to be live a single life and you're trying to you hang with somebody married, it ain't gonna work. You're gonna be mad because the person that's married ain't gonna can't get out like you get out. You know,
that's true.
You know,
and you're right. And and if you had respect and that's true to your friend, you wouldn't even put them in that cross. You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly.
You know,
be tripping
it's
on
like it. Because I have girlfriends that's married and stuff, and when they can get out, then we all get together. You know, but
uh-huh.
we still keep them in the loop. You know, but
uh-huh.
we don't step on.
Right.
You know, the relationship and stuff. It's just a matter of respect. That's all.
Right. That's really
you know?
That's what it boils down to.
And we had a good time, and we learned from there, and then from there, you know, I got married and left. You know, we was in the military and stuff like that. But, you know, it's just things that I did do. Like, even when I was stationed in Florida, you know, you find like-minded people, and you try to hang like that, you know. You ain't got to worry about paying or going to no club. So, yeah,
right.
you just got to do what you got to do. And believe
yeah.
me,
we jammed
better than the club. We had a good time.
Wow. Kind of like what
yeah,
you got going on. You still got it going on this Friday?
Yes, I do. If you see me playing a little bit in there, I'm putting it in.
I see. Yeah, just come, not to jump off the subject. Well, you said, you know, y'all going
wow.
on. I'm thinking about that, man. Everybody get y'all doorknobs tight on and get ready for Friday because it's going down, y'all. So y'all definitely get ready.
Yeah.
But you definitely got to find people that can rock with you and respect you and your relationship if you have it, or your children if you have it, you know, whatever
yeah.
it is. You know, they like saying they just really boil down, like you said. That's really the bottom line is respect. Respecting them, you know, your
uh-huh.
friends or whatever it may be, associates, whatever, lifestyle,
yeah.
you know.
And that's just what time it is. But, yeah, it's on Friday, this coming Friday. I'm going to finally get to throw my little birthday, my radio birthday party is what I'm going to call it. But, so I'm going to get it done, and that's why I'm playing different music, you know, trying to, you know, feed them a little bit and then take the spoon back, you know.
mm-hmm.
So the music you hear the music you hear tonight is going to be a little bit, only a little bit of what is going to be played for Friday. You know, I'm just hitting and missing. But I'm going to go to another song, and I really appreciate you being on, Lico. If you got something to do, I understand. If not, then, hey, just hold on, brother.
All right, we got you. Mute yourself.
I said, let them hate if they wanna go for nowhere.
But you know what?
Keep thinking you can do better with somebody else.
Hey.
Saying I'm dangerous, but you can do that all by yourself.
Hey.
Everybody got something to say,
and you don't even wanna see why they talk so badly. I actually make you happy.
All that matters is a
thing. And I don't even give a damn. I'm a better man, so tell them if they wanna hear me again.
Hey.
Quiet part of my life. They don't understand how beautiful that is.
Hey, hey.
Everybody got something to say.
They don't even wanna see why they're talking so badly. I actually make you happy and all
that.
And I don't even give a damn. If you want a better man, so tell them if they wanna hear me again.
Let them talk about
love.
Playing a little music, and we were talking about different things as far as is it okay to discipline your child? You know, for years, parents were hollering about, oh, I'm going to jail, XYZ. What they're saying is just hit them across their butt, you know. Don't draw blood. Don't have their eye hanging out. Don't break their limb. Don't bust them in their mouth. Nose, whatever's going to make them bleed, just don't do that. But you can make them lay their tail down and tear that fat meat of their butt up. And when they sit down, they'll remember what they did. But you just can't. You just can't throw your hands up and say, oh, well, this is I can't do nothing. So we trying to stop all of that. You know, we have to be responsible, you know, because these are our babies that was given to us by, you know, God. So, you know, it's our job to make sure they are taken care of and they are the human beings that is expected for them to be in this situation. Let me play another song. I'm into my songs now. Hold on a minute. I got something for you. See if y'all know about this. Here we go.
Hey, it's the Fat Cat Soul Music, some of that Southern soul. Hey, Drew, let him in. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about right there. This is what music needs to be right now, you know what I mean? We need to take it back to the roots of the music, you know? Music that make people feel good, make people feel something, make them feel in love. That's what we are, the Fat Cat. What's happening, man? The Fat Cat, you say? Who is this dude and what does he play? I tell you, not a who is a place with a sound full like water and a river jazz. The rhythms of our soul blues, bumping straight from the heart. I got the string bass thumping, the horns blowing. All at one place, the home of the Fat Cat. People grooving the old tunes, the black and white keys harmonizing. Sweet voices from the past ringing, mellow voices of the day singing, all at one place, the home of the Fat Cat. Oh yeah. Where all the pretty ladies go. I see you over there, looking good and feeling great. It's a place where cool cats vibe to the sounds of this bad band throwing down, and we all harmonize with one another, laughing, watching, talking, relaxing. The scene is fat, cool, and happy. All in one place, the home of the Fat Cat, where the sounds of the soul gather up in the mind and give the working one place to unwind. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we'd like to welcome you to the Fat Cat, a joyous journey of sound. Oh yeah. Make it fat, baby.
Make it fat,
oh, for the good times.
Make it fat,
this way is that. Right here, Southern Soul. Oh yeah.
Make it fat, baby.
One time for the hills. Break it down right here. There's a Fat Cat in every city, you see. Let us tell you how we do it in our town, T-Town. Players getting down. Drew Lane, T-Love,
Jones, Nard Jones, Mike Ferg, Doc D, Nate Banks, all getting down with the sound from the Fat Cat, you know what I'm saying? It's a place where people go when they want to have a good time and to make the things go away from their mind. It's a feeling you get when you come on in.
Come Friday. Oh yeah, come Friday. Mm-hmm. We'll be on here. What you say? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
No, I was just gonna say. I said, yeah, we don't know nothing about that one. I ain't heard that one. You kind of.
That's for grown folk. Grown folk.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. You kind of got me on that one. Now you got me. Left me in the dust with that one. Now I ain't gonna lie, but that's definitely grown people music.
It
was nice. It's always good to be, taught something different, you know what I'm saying? So it's always good to, you know, be exposed to something different. That's the word I'm looking for. Fat Cat got a new fan now.
Ain't that? Yes, it's something. Micah knew about the Fat Cat, so.
Yeah,
baby.
Yeah, I do. I grew up on it. I'm 14.
Yes. I mean, we love music, man. I just had to pull out that archive. So, if there's any questions or anything anybody want to ask, that's fine. You know, just call me if you're, you know, because I know on Wednesday a lot of people go to Bible study, and I'm, you know, that's why I'm glad we have the archive. So if you need any information, you need me to, you know, do some oils up for you or your loved one, you know, give me a call at 817-566-4555. And I promise you, you'll see a difference, you know. And you have any questions, or you can take everything I give you to the doctor and they can let you know, you know, it's organic. You know, it won't mix up with anything you have. So I'm going to go back to some more music. and I'll come back and we're going to close out. So let me put another one on. And I thank y'all for holding on. And here we go.
Oh, baby, don't stop.
All right. We had to do some Roger. But stay tuned to Friday. Come back on to the show. When you're listening to this, come back Friday night from 6 to 9. I'm going to try to get it from 6 to 9. So I'm going to throw a little old party. It's a Leo old school party. And just call and listen. Get all your drinks or whatever. By the door, wherever you are. Be close to a domino or be single. You know, so so you can swing out with the dodo just in case your partner not there. But I tell you what, we're gonna go on out with some Parliament Funkadelic, and we're gonna give it to you. And until Friday, may everyone be blessed. And don't forget, if you need Miss K, give her a call 817-566-4555. And this ends our show. I'm gonna take it out on a song. So, to my guest, thank you for holding on. Thank you for being there for me. And you're welcome to stay on until the end. I'm gonna take it out with a little bit of flashlight. Here we go. Okay, that was it for the show today. I gave y'all some flashlights. Meet me back here Friday of this week from 6 to 9 so we can really party. Until then, y'all be safe. May God be with you all. And I'll talk to y'all Friday. Let's go party. You don't have to leave the house. Let's get it. Good night.